We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Live from Husky Stadium.
Floater good and one.
It's the Husky Basketball Coaches Show.
Right wing three. Yes.
On the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your chance to hear from University of Washington head basketball coaches Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show is presented by Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. Here's the voice of the Huskies, Tony Castricone.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show, MLK edition. We are live from Husky Stadium on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Tony Castricone and Elise Woodward with you, and the Husky men's basketball team coming off a trip to Southern California, lost to USC on Thursday night, and then a close call against UCLA, man, had the Bruins with a 10-point first-half lead. Washington had the advantage. UCLA came back. Dogs and Bruins traded lead changes down the stretch, but UCLA came away with the 81-76 win. Still, got to be one of the best efforts of the year for the men's basketball team. We'll talk to head coach Mike Hopkins about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, the women's team continues to be on the mend, trying to get back out there. We'll have Jody Wynn, head coach of the women's team, standing by with Elise Woodward. And they're coming up next as we continue on the Husky Basketball Coaches Show, the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent The War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for the stadium and sports fans.
Sounders win it again!
For local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
How's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Founded by University of Washington grads and proud sponsors of UW Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery's inspiration is Puget Sound. Their mission is simple: create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Chambers Bay bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up cocktails. Chambers Bay Distillery spirits are available across the state of Washington at Total Wine & More and other leading retailers. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome in
to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Elise Woodward along with Jody Wynn. As the Huskies continue their pause due to COVID safety precautions, they were scheduled to play down in LA against UCLA and USC over the weekend, but due to the COVID restrictions, those games were postponed. The previous weekend, Arizona and ASU, those were also postponed. So it's been a rough stretch, but the good news is for the Dogs is they are getting healthy, and Coach, you're back at practice, and let's start there. You're able, after the quarantine, to get back in, hit the gym, and try to get ready to go play down in the Willamette Valley this weekend. How is everything going?
Slowly, but it was great. We got back on the 11th day to do some skill work, non-contact work, low intensity work on Saturday. And then we went at it again yesterday on Sunday with something pretty similar. We're not able to have contact until Wednesday. Today was an off day, and we took the time today as a team to discuss the Freedom Riders movie and just to have some like really thoughtful, in-depth conversations regarding that period of time in our country surrounding MLK Day information. So that was beneficial to us. But yeah, so we're just taking it slowly, getting ourselves back into the groove of things. Hopefully have a good practice tomorrow at moderate intensity. And then Wednesday we'll be able to have some contact and see how the women are responding. But so far so good. They've responded well for the limited numbers that we have back on the court.
And it's one of those things when you're writing up a practice plan, this is so different than when it used to be and what you've done now for almost two decades in coaching and trying to figure out a practice plan. And you don't really have the ability to do what you want to do in the practice plan. So tell me, just trying to get back and get the players, their wind back, their conditioning back, their touch, their rhythm. Where do you start with that?
Right. It's definitely difficult to say, you know, this is exactly what we'll do and it's the right thing to do. Right. So, we're doing a lot of skill workouts, making sure that, you know, we're trying to break down our offense a little bit, trying to maintain 6 feet apart as a challenge, you know, and certainly defense. We tried to do some defense yesterday, and we put these pop-ups all over the court to simulate offensive players. But then you can't really move a ball because the pop-ups can't catch. So we had our staff standing behind the pop-ups a good distance, probably about 5 feet or 6 feet behind the pop-ups to pass the ball around. But you can't get it anywhere near the gut or in the paint because then that would violate the 6 feet apart from each other. So it was definitely challenging. We did some dummy transition work and some 5-on-0 stuff. For the most part, but the girls were actually excited to be back. They looked really well, you know, they want to play. You know, it's just day to day and see how they're continuing to respond. But right now, I think we have 7 available.
Well, and I think it's one of those things, Jody, that yes, that's why they're here. That's what they've put the work in and the time and dedicated their lives to being a Division I athlete, and they all want to play. And to be able to get back on the court in any way, shape, or form, they've got to be thrilled that they get to continue. But it is very odd. And you as a coach, I know you want to get out there and coach. That's what you're here to do as well. But the mental side of this is very intriguing, that you had the game pulled away and then it's given back. And how have you approached that with your players?
We've had a lot of time to have individual discussions, team discussions, talking about our mental and emotional health of all of us, you know, players, coaches, staff members. I mean, it's certainly a challenging time for everybody, and certainly not just because of the pandemic, right? And so, we've just had a lot of discussions, really, and we've watched some game film. Last week, we spent 3 days watching ourselves play well and play not so well, and then letting them kind of see the difference. And man, they were just so into it, and they really recognized how well, like, we moved the ball on offense maybe at the beginning of the year and how we maybe weren't doing so, or, you know, the focus and intensity on the defensive side of the ball in certain games versus other games. I mean, they could really tell. They're a very sharp group of young women. And then one day last week, we had our incredible women's soccer coach, Nicole Van Dyke, reach out to me and say, hey, we've been in quarantine. You are now in quarantine. Let's get our teams together on Zoom. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And so she orchestrated an entire family feud contest.
That's women's awesome.
Soccer versus, yeah, it was really cool. Women's soccer versus women's basketball. And unfortunately, on our end, the women's soccer team prevailed. But it was a lot of fun because the girls, some of the girls know each other, you know, and even if they didn't, it was just great team building, right? And sharing commonalities together and having been through sitting in quarantine and not being able to leave your home and, you know, for 10 days, it's tough. And so that was a lot of fun, and we had a great time interacting with the women's soccer program.
I'm a huge fan of Family Feud. I love it. So I've always wanted to hit that buzzer and see, go up there with, I think that would be awesome. You know, one thing we did, and I don't know if it's still a tradition here, but when I was a player, we used to compete in the weight room with the volleyball team. And in the springtime, we would have squat competitions and bench competitions, and we'd do all these things. And you know, the basketball team would win, I'm not going to lie, as a member of the hoops team. But it was really cool, too, because we got to know those other players, and we got to compete against them. And, you know, there was some fabulous athletes, like Leslie Tui-Asosopo, who was on the volleyball team at the time. She crushed it. I still, to this day, she crushed
it. I'm sure she beat beat whoever was in her way.
In the squat, for sure. She was so strong. But for you guys, I think it's great that the volleyball team that the soccer team and the basketball team were able to build some kind of Husky camaraderie in the department. Are there any other things that you guys have done in the past or do for the athletes to come together like that?
I'm not too sure, actually. I do know that they interact with each other at training table. And I know, in past years, some of our women have been active supporters of, softball and women's soccer and just certain programs. A couple have had friends on the track and field, certainly men's basketball, baseball. And so I think, they would just support being fellow student athletes. But I'm up for kind of having like a friendly competition between all the different sports teams when this whole pandemic is all over with, about, you know, attending each and every sporting contest of our fellow student athletes. I think that would be really fun to do as a program and to just make sure that you're showing support for those that are doing the right thing, just like you are every single day, being an incredible student athlete at UW.
Yeah, there's no question. I think the student athletes, they get a big boost when they see their fellow student athletes in the stands cheering them on, because they're going through the exact same thing that they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it does make a difference. There's no question about it. Well, there can be some positives, you mentioned, to quarantining and not playing, and that is that you're going to have some fresh legs. We know that. So we will talk with Jody Wynn, the Husky women's basketball coach, coming up. The Husky Coaches Show is brought to you by Redbox. Redbox has new movies at the box and streaming on demand. Don't miss Miss Tenet, starring John David Washington and Robert Pattinson. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. We'll have much more with Coach Wynn after this message from Bailbreaker.
At Bailbreaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics, since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bailbreaker to the Huskies on game day as well, or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bailbreaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent The War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky Basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dawgs!
Elise Woodward with Jody Wynn, and we are glad to have you with us here on the Husky Basketball Coaches Show. The Huskies are scheduled to be down in Corvallis on Friday to take on the Beavers, and then in Eugene to take on the Ducks on Sunday as they get back. They have not played since January 3rd, so just trying to get them now in shape after pausing the program due to COVID, some cases in the program, but Huskies back at practice over the weekend and are looking to slowly get back in before on Wednesday being able to go full contact. Jody, there could be some good news in this, and that it is the bruises and the legs get heavy, and the season definitely takes a toll. The Pac-12 conference is the best conference in the nation. It is very physical, and your legs can get heavy, especially you're coming off games at elevation. You have had a chance for everybody to kind of take a rest and to get their legs fresh. Said that the players had good energy. And it's been interesting to watch other programs that have had to pause and then get going again. Sometimes I think they've looked fresh as opposed to being winded because of the lack of conditioning. And maybe I'm crazy, but what do you think about that? Weighing the positive of maybe your bruises and nicks and, you know, everything when you're a little bit nicked up, maybe this could be a good thing in one way.
Right. I'm certainly looking at it optimistically, just as you mentioned there, as an opportunity for bodies to rest, for our minds to be on pause as well a little bit and reflect on what we've done and where we want to go and how to go about getting there. And like you mentioned, it's a grind, you know, and to, battle the way they do with and against each other, whether it's practice or whether it's games. Sometimes having that pause in the middle of Pac-12 play can be very beneficial, and we shall see. I'm certainly excited about getting back out there on the court with my team, and I know most of our players are really looking forward to just competing again.
Jody, you had the Oregon State game canceled a while ago because Oregon State had to pause due to COVID, and that was back in December. And since then, when your 2-week pause, you've lost 4 games that have been postponed. Is there been any notification at all in trying to be able to make those games up yet?
No. I don't think that the Pac-12 is probably going to announce their decisions until sometime in February. I would imagine when it gets closer to the conference tournament and seedings, as well as, the NC2A tournament and having some at-large bids as well. So I haven't heard anything. I do know that if coaches want to play a third game and have a game maybe midweek, like say a Tuesday, The Pac-12 is supporting that as long as both coaches are agreeing to it. So that has definitely been told to us. And so now we got to have those tough conversations with coaches. You know, and in our situation, you know, it might be coaches that really don't feel like, you know, they need to have that third game in that week. So, you know, we've got a lot of makeup games, and only one slot is open at the end of the month, or at the end of the season, for us to hopefully play a game. But, you know, we definitely want to have those conversations and try to fill some void in our schedule. If our girls are ready and healthy, and if, you know, that's the best thing for our program.
Well, and another one popped up that Cal is now on pause due to COVID restrictions, and you were scheduled to play the Cal Bears on January 29th, that is next weekend, Friday, at home, knowing in advance that they will not be available. That does give you some time to reach out to maybe somebody else who's had some games canceled. When you do have a little bit of time, there are multiple programs on pause right now. Arizona State is as well. Cal, yourself, as you guys get back, have you reached out to anybody either in conference or out of conference to try to get a game in on that January 29th?
Yeah, so we just found that out yesterday. During in conference will be very difficult because it is a Friday, and every other conference opponent will be playing on that Friday. So unfortunately, we won't probably have an opportunity to make up the six postponed games that we've had within conference when you include the Cal game. So out of conference is certainly something that our coaching staff and we're trying to figure out, you know, if we can squeeze in a game on a weekend where somebody might not be playing a conference game at this point.
Well, there. I mean, Seattle U's just right down the city, right? Maybe you can get together.
We actually have had some discussions with them. They're actually looking for the next weekend, but because I think a conference opponent is no longer playing the season that they're scheduled to play that following weekend. So trying to figure something out. We hope it can work out. I might just put out an ad on my Twitter feed, like calling anybody, if you want a game, come to Seattle, right?
I mean, you know, why not? Can you imagine right now? I mean, the schedule is usually set in stone and that's what you do. There's been so many multiple challenges. I'm wondering, as a head coach, look, every loss in normal times feels like the world is ending and that it's sickening when you take a loss. It just is. Everybody, you know, any coach will tell you that. But is this the hardest thing that you've had to do as a coach, to manage this pandemic and all of the challenges and craziness that goes along with it?
Yeah, just because of the uncertainty, right? You just don't know. Every single day, you know, you come into the office and hope that your team tests negative on their COVID test that they had an hour before, right? And you just don't know, you know, how they're doing on a day-to-day basis as far as, you know, just the COVID related issues. So yeah, it definitely is a challenge. It's hard on our student athletes mentally and emotionally. And, you know, it's taxing on their brains, you know, to just try to wrap their head around what is going on. You know, the young women that, you know, attracted COVID, it's like, how they're saying to us, like, how did that even happen? I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. I was around only my team, you know, during Colorado and Utah's trip. You just never know. You don't know where, you know, you can be wearing your mask. You could wash your hands diligently. You can never touch your face, right? And you just never know how you can all of a sudden attract it. And those young women were so frustrated with just the fact that, like, they just didn't understand where it came from, right? And they certainly didn't want it to spread through the team. And so, yeah, it's just, it's a challenge, that's for sure. But when you have a group of women that are like all in for whatever is in every time that we're together, then that makes it worth it.
I will say that players will appreciate the ability just to practice, let alone play at the highest level of collegiate basketball. there's no way they take this for granted anymore. I mean,
yeah, that's for sure.
And maybe they didn't before, but boy, it certainly is with an exclamation point on the end of it that I do not take this for granted. We're going to have much more with Coach Wynn after this message from Chambers Bay Distillery.
Founded by University of Washington grads and proud sponsors of UW Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery's inspiration is Puget Sound. Their mission is simple: create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Chambers Bay Bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up cocktails. Chambers Bay Distillery spirits are available across the state of Washington at Total Wine & More and other leading retailers. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
As the coach for Husky basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back in. As we finish up with Jody Wynn, the Huskies are going to hit the road, and they are scheduled to play at Oregon State on Friday and at Oregon on Sunday. It is a difficult road trip, to say the least. The Oregon Ducks had a tough weekend against Arizona, or a tough game against Arizona, and I'm sure that they will be ready to get back at things. And certainly for Oregon State, they were on pause for a long time, and like you, they probably value each and every game just a little bit more. It's a big weekend for your squad, Jody. We saw Stanford, the number one ranked team in the nation, fall to the unranked Colorado Buffaloes. And so anything is possible in this conference. I know that. And It is deep all the way 1 through 12. But what are your thoughts as you try to get your team going again after this COVID pause and have the Willamette Valley trip, which is always very difficult?
Right. I think, just to be able to play a game is exciting as in itself. And I think our women just value that opportunity to put on a uniform again, right? If we do get to play down at Oregon State on Friday night, they've had one game under their belt. They just came off a loss yesterday against University of Arizona. I thought, they did some really nice things despite losing after being out for, I believe, 28 days, so they had a pretty long pause. They've got some kids that are healthy that weren't maybe at the beginning of the year, but certainly a tough battle, right? They've got size. Aaliyah Goodman is a very seasoned and experienced guard, and they've got, some depth now around their roster, preseason, they were picked in the top 25 in the country. They certainly fell off after a few losses at the start of Pac-12 play before going on pause. But they're very talented, very well coached, and it's certainly going to be a great challenge for us. And then, like you mentioned, University of Oregon, 2 days later in Eugene, a team that kind of got their butts you know, handed to them a little bit against University of Arizona, and were kind of publicly called out by their coach. And so I would imagine they are toughening up this week in practice and ready to take on both the Cougs and us this weekend. So for us, we're excited just to have an opportunity to play the game in which we love, for me to coach the game in which I love, and just for competition again. You know, I think the uncertainties are day to day, but you know, if we can get down there and have that opportunity, I know our young women are telling me that they want to play and they're going to be ready to play.
You mentioned the Kelly Graves post-game interview, and it made me laugh out loud. I was cracking up, and I just think every coach, I mean, just pure exacerbation. Just, oh, my gosh, what is going on? And every coach has been there. I thought it was hilarious. As a coach, what did you think out of it?
I was laughing myself, I think. I think you could just see his frustration. I know that you have to Google the whole thing if you want to see the entire interview, but because I think they only showed portions of it, you know. But yeah, you know, every coach has been there, and you know, he's got a heck of a team, and he's such a great coach, and has a ton of talent, and they're so deep that, but they're young, you know, and sometimes, you know, people forget about the value of experience. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, they've learned, and sometimes you have to learn the hard way. And sometimes a loss can be the best thing for you, right? It can humble you, and it can certainly wake up some players that might be on cruise control.
Yeah. And you have seen the Ducks before. They got you at home. So you do have that on film. It'll be the first time that you have a repeat opponent.
Right.
And
yeah,
that's always an interesting challenge when you can show your players the exact mistakes that they made and to correct those when you see a team the second cycle through the Pac-12 conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a challenge, that's for sure. Jody, as always, appreciate the time. I'm glad to hear that the players are getting healthy. They're excited to start the season again, and with a big challenge this weekend. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you all.
Yep, no problem at all. That is Jody Wynn on the Husky Basketball Coaches Show. Is brought to you by the University Bookstore, founded by Huskies for Huskies since 1900. And coming up now is the Mike Hopkins Show with Tony Castricone after this word from Coors Light.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
At Bale Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics, since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well, or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
All right, back on the Husky Basketball Coaches Show, live from Husky Stadium, MLK edition. Tony Castricone and head coach Mike Hopkins here as the Huskies are coming off a trip to Southern California and now back at home getting ready for Colorado and Utah. And coach, first let's talk about four-game road trip. That's the longest road trip of your career so far. It's got to be nice to have that behind you and now be getting ready to play at home.
Yeah, no, it was a challenge. I had some good moments, some bad moments, but now we're home, and you know, it's nice. It's always nice to get home and be home, and we're excited for another opportunity for sure.
Yeah, as Dorothy said, there's no place like home, right?
No place like home.
All right, well, let's start by touching on the USC game first. That was just a tough one. They're so big. They have so much size. They're the tallest team in the country. The Mobley brothers caused some problems in that one. And that was another one of those games where we've said it before, if you get behind the eight ball early, as SC jumped out to the 19-5 lead, it's just kind of tough to get back in those games, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough. And our energy level, for some reason, we just didn't have it. We had some really good practices up to that, and we just didn't have it from the beginning. They took advantage of it, got in the lead, and we're just, you know, playing in the sand trap the whole day. So, you know, it wasn't a great outcome. It's hard when you have a start like that, for sure.
Yeah, I think the offense continues to show some growth, and I think Eric Stevenson had another good game. We're seeing Jamal Bey continue to have some good games, and so I think those are some real points of tangible growth that you can point to, despite the fact that you lost by more than you would like to lose to at SC.
Yeah, you know what? Our problem hasn't been our offense. We're shooting the ball better, and it's obviously not at where it needs to be, but it's a lot better. Our defense, you know, there's very little resistance in the paint, especially against USC. And, you know, the Mobley brothers, they're big, they're athletic, they're skilled, they pass. And they've got, you know, three graduate transfers on the perimeter who have a lot of experience. It was a tough matchup for us, and we just didn't give them any resistance in the paint. And they took advantage of it, and we got behind, and that was the story of the game.
Yeah, the rebounding thing too. I mean, I know you're not going to win the rebounding battle every night, but is there more than just statistically? Because sometimes you might be minus five, but still happy with the effort. Is there some intangible that you're looking for when it comes to battling on the boards?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Tony, is, you know, sometimes, you know, it's about how many points do you score off second chance? Second chance points, and it's been getting us in foul trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so those are the two areas that's why rebounding is so important. You know, they could sit there and, you know, and out rebound us by 10, but miss every shot. And then we're going down. Rebound. You know, it's what they score after it and the foul trouble that they give is really the problem. You know, it's been kind of off and on all year. We felt like we solved it, and then it kind of creeps back in. But we made some adjustments on that in the second game, and we think that's going to be, you know, the solution moving forward.
You talked about when Stevenson and Bay see the light go on, the scoring points has not been your problem as of late. Early in the season, it was hard to generate some offense. Let's take those guys one at a time. First, Eric Stevenson. When did the switch flip on for him? What did you see change in Eric Stevenson where he went from starting 4-for-23 from the outside and now all of a sudden he's shooting over 50% in the last three games?
I think a big thing is, you know, like, listen, you know, we didn't, you know, the lack of exhibition games, those types of things, we weren't able to get game chemistry by playing exhibition games and games. And then we played Baylor and they just, you know, they're one of the best, you know, they're beating Kansas tonight pretty handily. They're just one of the best defensive teams in the country. And they just literally shut us down, turn off the water, as we would say. And I think we lost a little bit of confidence, and that happens. And guys get frustrated, and you know, we had to figure it out. And it took us some games, took him some growing pains. But, you know, after the Cal game, you just saw what he's capable of doing. We just weren't able to get that out at the beginning. But to see him do what he's doing now is very advantageous for our team, very positive for our team moving forward, and happy for him.
Yeah, the confidence, it's just night and day. And Jason Hamilton has said in the broadcast, he feels like when you look at the mechanics of his shot, he is a really, really good shooter. Like all that mechanical stuff, he's got that stuff down. Do you see that?
He does. He's got a great work ethic as well. And he's a guy that is in the gym constantly. And, you know, there's a chemistry that's built through games, and he's starting to feel and find his groove. And it's a great thing for us right now. Still hasn't gotten us over the hump, but, you know, we're moving forward in the right direction, and he's a big key.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Jamal Bey, because he continues to be a big contributor on the offensive end as well. And to see the light bulb go on for him was really cool. I think not only has he added the outside shot this year, which is close to 50%, and that's good to see. He seems to be a little more selective with when he'll pull the trigger, but he's slashing and getting to the rim a lot more. And it seems like when he drives, even I think in one of the games, even driving without the basketball, slashing to the rim and being there to take one in and finish a layup. Where's Jamal growing on the offensive end?
Well, I see him, you know, he's a three-level player, right? He's got a good mid-range shot. He's making the three-point shot, and he's finishing better. And we're actually posting him up, which is got a big play against UCLA, making the pass out to Hamir for the three.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he wants to touch it and feel a part of it. And he's just a really good basketball player, and he's playing at a high level right now. And I think, you know, defensively, as we move forward, you know, he's kind of been that, you know, him and Hamir have kind of been that rock for our defense. And new adjustments is really going to help him and the team, and really help us in the remaining games for sure.
Yeah, glad you teed up Hamir, because he had a career high 15 points in the game against UCLA and made some big three-point shots. And I know that he's a guy that you've told him, just stay confident. You know, you're the guy that can hit that outside shot and, you know, take the good ones, and those are going to go down. And I felt really happy for Hamir to have so much success offensively in the game against the Bruins.
He did. And you know what? It's interesting. It's just, you know, getting him to sit there and say, you know, I can be a confident offensive player. This is where my offensive game fits and helps this team. I'm not going to try to do too much, but a confident Hamir, you know, the guy shot 40% from the 3-point line last year in league. And you saw a little bit in the UCLA game of what he can be. Now it just goes back to consistency. You know, it goes back to, you know, when do we get that great game from Eric, Jamal, Hamir, Eric Quade, Nate Rod, all at the same time with all, you know, all the cylinders are moving together. And, you know, because he, you know, it's like anything, it's human nature, Tony. Like, you know, you want to play defense all the time, but, you know, people like to shoot the ball and score, and it gives them confidence. And we know he can shoot. And I know he's a guy that a lot of people criticize on social media. And he's one of those guys that is underappreciated. I think he's, you know, a guy who's just going to keep getting better and better. And you saw one sign. I think you're going to see that as being a more consistent threat every game.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for the stadium and sports fans.
Sounders win it again!
For local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for the stadium and sports fans.
Sounders win it again!
For local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
All right, back live at Husky Stadium, Husky Basketball Coaches Show on the air. Tony Castricone, head coach Mike Hopkins, as we're talking about the trip to Southern California. The Huskies, man, going toe-to-toe with the number one team in the Pac-12, UCLA, right down to the wire. Fell to the Bruins, though, on Saturday, 81-76, in what was a highly entertaining game, probably one of the best efforts of the season for Husky basketball. And talking to head coach Mike Hopkins about that, and coach, we were saying there before the little glitch, a career high 15 points for Hamir Wright, and I know you're really happy for him, a kid that's a great student, made the dean's list this past quarter at above a 3.75 GPA, phenomenal. What's it mean for what does Hamir mean to you as a guy that has been with you through all 4 years now? You come in as a first-time head coach and you need some players, and he's willing to come from New York State out to Washington and be part of your program here these last 4 years.
You know, it's when a kid believes in you from the beginning and not knowing what you're going to do and how you're going to be, and comes cross country, it means a lot of loyalty there, and a kid who's given a lot to the program. He's a highly criticized player from a lot of the fans, but the value that he has in so many of the little things are so invaluable. And he's just a great kid. And seeing these kids grow up as young men from where they started and to see how he's taking academically, that maturity and professionalism is just – it's what it's all about. And so I'm more proud. You know, everything's about basketball and being a pro, and being a pro for us is being a professional in life and, you know, understanding what's important. And he's really taken that next step and really proud of his academic success and his growth. And so, you know, we believe that will translate. He finally had a really good game, and hopefully it can be consistent for him because he deserves it.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for the stadium and sports fans.
Sounders win it again!
For local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Visa, your purchases go from this to this. And with fewer fees and lower rates, you always have a home advantage. To apply for the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Apply today.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for the stadium and sports fans.
Sounders win it again!
For local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for the stadium and sports fans.
Sounders win it again!
For local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
All right, back live at Husky Stadium. Tony Castricona, head coach Mike Hopkins. Apologize for the technical difficulties, but sometimes 2020 still kind of creeps into 2021. That happens occasionally here. I want to remind you, today's show brought to you by Redbox. They've got new movies at the box and streaming on demand. Don't miss The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. Also, today's show brought to you by University Bookstore, founded by Huskies for Huskies since 1900. Coach, today's the MLK edition of our show. I know that it's the social justice stuff is a big emphasis within the program, the education piece and everything else. Did you have the opportunity to talk to any of the players today about Martin Luther King and the legacy and all that stuff?
Well, it's obviously been on TV all day, and obviously we had tweeted some stuff out, but yes, I mean, the bottom line is it's one of the greatest leaders of all time, and what he fought for and what we're still fighting for is social justice. And you know, it's been something. I was really proud of our kids, how we, you know, took up the, you know, the voting, went on campus, tried to, you know, vote, wore shirts. Our guys were really activated and being activists for the right thing. We've been educating ourselves, and you know, because of Martin Luther King, we've gotten to this point. And one of the greatest leaders of all time, and a great day to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Spent some time reading Strength to Love, a book by Martin Luther King Jr., with some of his best sermons of all time today. And if you've never had a chance to check it out, well worth it. Very inspirational, and a look in the mirror as well. Really, really, really great stuff. All right, let's talk a little bit about Colorado. They're coming in here on Wednesday. And I think this is a Colorado team that we've already played, although it wasn't a conference game. We faced them in Las Vegas. We got to see up front. This is a really good team this year. They're top 10 in the NET coming into this game. And it seems like they're only getting better as this season goes on.
Yeah, we had played them in Las Vegas as a non-conference game, and in a team, they just came out and hit us first. And you know, they've got a very veteran team. They've got the oldest point guard in the league, and McKinley Wright, who is just a stone cold great point guard, great leader. They've got multiple shooters. They've got size. They've got a great team. And you know, it'd be a great challenge for us. But the greatest thing about playing them early is, you know, now we have the answers to the test. We know what we have to do to execute. We feel like we'll have a good game plan against them, and it'll be a great test for us.
Let's go back a little bit to UCLA, because you talk about the answers to the test. Well, the first timeout against Colorado, you fell behind early, 33-11. And then, you know, this UCLA game, one of the biggest differences between this performance and all the others was that you came out and you hit him in the mouth first, and really were playing from a position and advantage of strength throughout this game, having the 10-point halftime lead. And even after that lead was relinquished early in the second half, continuing to battle the lead changes back and forth down the stretch in the second half. What did you notice out of your team's start against UCLA that was maybe a little unique?
Really confident, really together, and really focused. And we had, you know, had a really good game plan, and the guys executed for the most part. We've changed some things in the zone, which has been a positive thing for us. And we made shots early. You know, I mean, that's a big part of this thing, right? I mean, seeing the ball go in, getting confident, but we came out with more energy than they did, and that was huge. And the thing that I was most proud of our guys, Tony, was, you know, we haven't been in a lot of close games this year, and you know, we basically, against a team like UCLA, you know, we were up 10 at halftime. They came out, they got right back in it, but we didn't fold.
Yeah.
We stayed. There was multiple games of runs, and obviously we don't want to give the 10 points back, but we showed so much resiliency and so much great growth. And it was back and forth against, you know, the best offensive team, number one team in our league. And, you know, we didn't execute as good as we had to late in the game, but it gave us a chance to win on the road versus the number one team. And that was a great sign that we're moving forward. We're getting better. And, you know, that's a big part.
Yeah, no question. Up by 10 at the half, UCLA comes out, and you knew they would come out refocused as a really good team. And they went on a 22-6 run to open things up. So it swings from a 10-point advantage to a 6-point deficit. And the fact that the Huskies continued to trade blows, really, without a couple of turnovers down the stretch, you've got your opportunities to win. And then even down by three with about 30 seconds to go, I know maybe not the shot you wanted in that situation, but you were right there with the possession that you needed to tie the game.
Yeah, and we had, you know, I mean, listen, we had Kawade got an offensive foul in the last 3 minutes. We bobbled the ball where they got down and scored. I mean, there was a couple of breakdowns, but for the most part, we managed to, you know, hold back a couple runs and actually end up taking the lead, which was, I thought, was really big for our guys. You know, they were hitting us. There was counter punches. You knew they would come back, like you said, and we kept punching. And so I was, you know, obviously unhappy for the loss. There's no moral victories here. But to be able to play, you know, we try to tell the guys, listen, we got Oregon, you know, we're in a 1-point game with Oregon, and we had a chance in this game, two of the top teams in the league. We can do it. We just need to be consistent. We need to come out with that great start. I think that's a huge thing. And then just, you know, be able to execute later in games, and we'll have chances to win against the better teams in the league for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. And Nate Roberts, I thought, showed some things offensively in that game against USC, and I didn't get into the rhythm, only played 14 minutes against UCLA because of the foul trouble, but you talked earlier in the show, just getting all these guys to kind of have their best game at the same time, that's kind of the next step. We got about 30 seconds left. What are you looking forward to this week about Colorado and Utah?
Well, the biggest thing is our starts. I think that's big. We're shooting the ball better from the three-point line. I think our adjustments defensively will help us rebound on the defensive end and also take away the three-point line, which has been kind of – our defense has been – was a little bit better, but we're still giving up too many threes.
All right. Well, can't wait for it. Taking on Colorado, 6 p.m. tip-off right here on the network. Our pregame coverage will be at 5:30 on Wednesday night. Thanks to Jody Wynn and Elise Woodward. For Coach Hopkins, I'm Tony Castricone. Thanks for listening to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
You've been listening to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Join us each week throughout the season to hear from University of Washington basketball head coaches Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show has been presented by Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Washington Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.